I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2025 was especially hard for Sudanese Christians. Along with war, they faced rising persecution. Rafat Samir with Open Doors has been detained for his faith. He says militants reject Christians in the areas they control, so believers are often labeled traitors. They're frequently overlooked in aid distribution, and when Christians flee, they can face anger from local communities. Pray for strength and endurance for Sudanese believers. And the challenges of our time are shaping a new generation of leaders. Patrick Anthony of FMI says many pastors are theologically trained, but they often lack practical skills, especially in crisis. FMI partners in Indonesia say they need leaders who don't just preach, but also serve with real-life tools. In Kenya, local pastors have even started businesses to help congregations escape poverty. Pray for FMI as they equip leaders worldwide. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.